Ahoy, and welcome to the Boating Hour with Captain Rick. The Boating Hour brings you the latest and greatest essential information about everything that sails, floats, or motors upon the high seas of Southern California. From land lovers to old salts, there'll be something for everyone. So climb aboard and get ready to sail with Captain Rick.
Ahoy out there and welcome to the Boating Hour. I'm Captain Rick and I want to thank you for joining us here on AM 870. We're here every Saturday at 4 p.m. Please be sure to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com. And now on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble, the Boating Hour with Captain Rick. And thanks to our sponsors for our show today. For a healthy gut, the best probiotic on the market, Livia One Probiotics, natural, organic, and allergen-free. And race committees, regatta chairs, and event coordinators. If you need volunteers and helpers for your event, no matter how small or large, we can help, whether on land or at sea. Contact Captain Rick with our alliance with our new sponsor, Raycom Radios, reliable two-way radio communications throughout Southern California on land and at sea. So I'll come out there with Raycom Radios and my camera and help you on your race committee and mark set boats. Well, today is a special day. In studio, I have my really good friend, Captain and Commodore Craig. Thanks for joining me on my show.
It is so great to be here. Congratulations on your 199th show.
Yeah,
how about that?
Next week, I've got someone from the California Coastal Commission, the Environmental Program Director for the Dock Walker Program. So Vivian will be my 200th show coming up next week. So Craig, what's going on with you? Are you planning for the, your race regatta, your Halloween parade?
We're ready to rock and roll for this year's Halloween boat parade, but today we're going to talk a little bit about the history of the marina and the 50th anniversary of one of the most important yacht clubs in the area, which is the Marina Yacht Club. And we've been doing a deep dive, and we know that Howard Hughes founded the yacht club. It began in 1971. It was chartered in 1974. And coming across some documents, I find a plaque here, a charter, International Order of the Blue Gavel.
Oh, my goodness, I'm a member of that.
Yes, sir. Be it known that upon application duly made and pursuant to the resolution of the Executive Board of the International Order of the Blue Gavel, a chapter has been authorized to be known as the Marina Yacht Club. How about that? Consisting of past commodores of recognized yacht clubs. And this is in October of 82, so a couple of years after the 50th anniversary is this year. So 1974, this is 1982. Something else we came across is our friend Penny.
Oh, Penny! Penny's going to come on the show. Let's see if we can reach Penny. Can we get Penny, Mr. Producer?
I'm here.
Oh, you're there. We've got you, Penny.
Penny's here.
This is so exciting. I'm here in studio with Craig. Thanks for joining us. Also with my co-host, the Coast Guard teddy bear. He's my mascot. He protects children when they sleep at night. So, Penny, I'm looking at this amazing photo from, what is this, 1970s? Tell me about this photo I'm looking at.
1976. It was when... Hi, guys.
Hey, Penny.
Having me, Captain Rick. So 1976 was the first ever boat race for all the big power boats.
Offshore boat race from Catalina, Marina Del Rey.
It was from Marina to Catalina and then back again. And there was, I think, there was probably about 10 to 12 boats that raced in that race. And I'm pictured here with Rocky Aoki of Benihana.
Oh, wow.
With my dear friend Lisa. And he was a big racer. He and his cohort Smitty, they didn't win that race, but I know that they won another one that was shortly thereafter. Powerboat from Powerboat Magazine won that race. And what was interesting about it was my father, who started a boat club in Mar Vista here where we lived, he He raced radio controlled boats.
Oh, I did that with my dad.
Yeah. So dad started this big boat club here, and he was contacted probably from the Marina Yacht Club to race, have the little boats race and keep the people at the dock while the big boats were racing out to Catalina and back. So it kept a lot of people in the harbor there by Marina City Club, and they, you know, it was a good thing for them, and it kept everybody there. So it was a fun weekend.
Wow, this is a great photo. I got to put that up on my website, you know, and link to it. And I did radio control boats. My dad used to build them, and we would go to a couple different places, Lafayette Park in downtown LA, and we did that in the marina. Do you know if any of the radio control remote boat are active around here? Do they still do it?
Yeah, they still have a club out here. They usually race in Whittier at Lake.
Oh, my goodness. So did you grow up a power boater, a fisherwoman, or a sailor?
I didn't grow up so much on the boats, but I was around the little ones constantly. I was always out there with my dad.
I was a dinghy sailor, and I would go out fishing with my friends, and of course, to Catalina, and I was in the Scouts. I really loved it. Now what I want to do is I want to get one of those Hobie Cat. I want to get one of those paddle board with the bicycles so I can get some exercise.
Yeah.
You ever see that? I saw that the other day.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Hobie
those
Cat.
Are great.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. It's absolutely amazing. I think I'm too lazy. Maybe I'll skip that. I'll skip that,
You'll use it once or twice.
Yeah, but it certainly looks like a lot of fun. So are you going to be in the Halloween boat parade?
I sure am. I'm sponsoring it again this year. We're going to have a lot of boats come, and we're going to have so much fun.
Tell me about the sponsorship.
We had a great time last year.
Yeah, I heard such great things about it. It was a small group. I know you guys had a lot of fun, but this is going to become one of the iconic things, real fun things to do. So you're one of the sponsors. Tell me about your business.
Well, I work for Party Properties. I'm an independent real estate professional. And
tough business to be in right now, Penny.
It's not terrible. The interest rates kind of affected last year a lot. And I do believe that people are still buying. People are still selling. And I believe that within the next, I'd say, 6 months to 8 months, the interest rates are going to start creeping back down a bit. And once they do, then I think it's going to become a really good market again.
I learned something about Marina Del Rey real estate, and this is a tip for everybody. The best time to have bought is yesterday.
It's so true.
if I tell you, it's not cheap and easy to live in Marina Del Rey or in the outlying areas, which I do. Yeah. But I tell you, it's a magnificent place. It's the playground of the world, and I don't know where it is on the charts, but I know that a lot of people come on vacation. They come here when they're coming to Los Angeles. They want to be in Marina Del Rey. So
exactly.
We got a lot of hotels and a lot of activities, and I'm trying to promote those activities. The yacht clubs and the marinas. There's a lot of stuff that goes on. One thing I love about Marina, all the marinas, but particularly Marina Del Rey, you can have road rage and complications and terrible job, but when you drive into the marina, all of a sudden people are smiling and they're waving at you. I love the marinas.
I do too. I've always loved the marina. I grew up when watching those the Marina City Club go up.
Oh yeah, no kidding. Marina, Howard Hughes' property. And Greg, well, let's talk. So Howard Hughes was the founder of the club. Do you know about the history of what inspired him to build the building and to build that? It was all his property, right?
The reason he started the yacht club, it's actually in the charter for the Marina City Club, that there must be a yacht club at the Marina City Club in perpetuity, easy for me to say. So when it began in 71 and became official in 74 and became a Blue Gavel property in 82, and the Marina City Club. It was actually called the Marina City Club Offshore Race, wasn't it, Penny?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you go on YouTube, you know what's amazing in this day and age, Penny? If you go on YouTube, 1976, Benihana Offshore Boat Race, Catalina to Marina Del Rey to Catalina, there's video. There's video from 1976 of Rocky Aoki winning the race you talk about. And there's a couple other Rocky Aoki videos too. So you were in good company. Certainly, he had the cash to buy whatever boat he wanted, and I'm sure he sponsored. Yeah, I'm sure he backed that series with his own financing too. So that was cool that you you were there, Penny. It's Penny at Pardee Properties, right? P-E-N-N-Y.
Yeah, Penny at Pardee, P-A-R-D-E-E Properties.com.
Cool. And then, so it's just amazing that we were doing a deep dive on all this stuff. And Rick mentioned last week that people should go over to Fisherman's Village and look at the museum over there, Willie's Museum over there, Rick, isn't it?
Yeah, Willie Horth has got the Marina Del Rey. She founded the Marina Del Rey Historical Society. They've been on my show. As a matter of fact, she's due to someone there to come back on. So it's fantastic. I won at her auction a sexton, which I don't know how to use yet. I actually learned how to use that when I was a scout, but I don't remember. But it's beautiful. It's in the middle of my my table. I love Willie. Willie was a sailmaker, her and her husband, and her family's been in Marina Del Rey. She's recently retired. And actually, she has a famous catamaran, and she sold it to friends of mine, and they tried to escape COVID, and they were dock neighbors, okay, and they were on my show to get away from their troubled problems, and they went to escape COVID, and they ended up going for 6 months, came back, and got married.
That's cool.
And it's on Willie's famous catamaran. So, yeah, it's really fantastic. There's a lot of really good activities. We had on our show, we promoted the Halibut Derby, which is coming up June 1st and 2nd. So go to our previous show. We had Miles on from Delray Anglers and Delray Yacht Club. So we're promoting that. The whole month of May, I'm promoting the Coast Guard Auxiliary, as well as the active duty Coast Guard, of course, the Navy, and the featured branch at the Torrance Armed Forces Parade, which is coming up in May. It's the Space Force. So I'll be talking about the Space Force because in space and airplanes, they're like boats. You know, but they're flying in the sky instead of on the water. But yeah, we're going to be giving a lot of attention to that and to Fleet Week. So yeah, I really like opening days. Did you go around? Were you going to any of the clubs in any of the marinas on opening days?
I did, but I don't think Penny did.
No.
But opening days are always a lot of fun, and you know. Since Cale burned down, they had it in a tent, which is good. I know Rick went to that. Marina Yacht Clubs was on the promenade for the first time in a while. So shout out to the Marina Yacht Club Bridge, Giselle and all her crew, because that was a big deal for them to have their opening day on the promenade.
Oh, and it was fantastic.
And Rick was there for that and was the cannoneer, I understand. Yeah. And so there's always something fun to do, Marina Yacht Club included. So we're saluting the Marina Yacht Club's 50th year, celebrating 50 years. There's a limited edition flag with Howard Hughes on it that actually says celebrating 50 years. And there's a limited edition Burgee with a 50 year gold star on it. So those are a couple things you can get. And not too early to register for the Halloween Boat Parade, halloweenboatparade@gmail.com. And that's still going on. But 50 years is a long time to have a yacht club, Captain Rick. And you were you're a PC. An IOBG person. And a
Let me explain the IOBG. The International Order of the Blue Gavel is an organization to keep Commodores, those that have dedicated their time and energy and effort to lead yacht clubs. So we call them Commodores. And there's a whole transition where you get involved and you get on the board and then the bridge. And you become rear and then vice and then eventually Commodore. The IOBG was created to keep these people, the Commodores, involved to mentor and help all the yacht clubs in all the marinas. And it's called the International Order of the Blue Gavel. I'm honored to be in it. And I always meet people and I like to hear their stories. And that's kind of how the show came about. The idea of the show was to promote the activities at the yacht clubs and the marinas, especially the youth programs, and to give the Coast Guard Auxiliary a little exposure because a lot of people don't know they exist. But the International Order of the Blue Gavel, it's a wonderful organization, and I'm really proud to be part of that. I mentioned this at every one of my shows with my guests, that one of the really wonderful things about being a member of a yacht club, you don't have to even own a boat. And there are prestigious yacht clubs around the country, but a lot of them are just dinghy racing clubs or social clubs. And you get reciprocals. You go anywhere in the world, and you roll. They roll out a red carpet and want your stories of where you're from. So I really enjoy the reciprocal privileges of being part of a yacht club. It's really exciting.
Yeah, and if you want to learn more a little bit about, there's still there's opening days throughout the course of the year. The Marina Del Rey already had theirs a couple weeks ago, but. You can go to SCYA, Southern California Yachting Association, SCYA.org, is it, or .com? I don't know which one. I can't remember. I think it's .org.
It's .org. It's yes. SCYA, which I'm a part of, and that's the Southern California Yachting Association, and they work to promote and help. A lot of yacht clubs do well, and some yacht clubs are like a roller coaster. When they need help, everybody's there to help them, to keep them alive. There's been a couple of clubs that were near folding, and they got such wonderful help from people reaching out, from members from the IOBG and the SCYA, and now they're thriving. And you know, a funny thing, I don't know if a lot of people realize this, during the lockdowns, during the COVID, everybody was holed up in their homes, but guess what? The boating community and the camping community, I understand, was off the hook. It was the only thing that you could do that was safe. You could be with your family. So a lot of yacht clubs had increased membership. And I, you know, a lot of yacht clubs that were even dying had increased membership. So it was something that everybody can do. And, you know, when they first started the boat shows again and everything opened up, the first year, like the Bart Hall's been on my show, Bart Hall himself, and we promote that. They didn't have inventory. People had no inventory to bring to the shows because so many people bought whatever they can get their hands on. So I hope that continues. I hope the people that went into the boating communities, you know, are still will you know, stay active boaters. Yeah. How'd you get started, Craig? What was your first experience into the boating community?
I was I grew up in the Midwest, and we sailed the limited number of days that it was sunny. And I learned how to sail on a 12-foot sailboat. My favorite boat we owned was a boat called the Mudhen. And if you've ever had a wooden boat, that'll be your first boat, and that'll be your last wooden boat. So okay. The Mudhen was a wooden boat. And it was designed to go in and out of the rivers in the Midwest. So it had a centerboard, a very short keel, and a centerboard that you could crank up. So if you were in shallow water, you could crank the centerboard up. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
So,
but a wooden boat. Did you have to maintain it and varnish it? And
yes. And one wonderful Father's Day in the Great Lakes, the damn thing beached itself. So we had to call your friends at the Coast Guard to come out. And the first guys came out. The line, we were so far in, and the tide was so far out, the line wasn't long enough to pull us in. So then we had to wait for another boat. And keep in mind, it's, Father's Day in the Midwest. In the Great Lakes is very chilly. So we were up to it, and they finally came and got us, and we saved the Mudhen. Saved the Mudhen.
Wow. So you know, that's it's a funny thing about opening days. It's a tradition throughout yacht clubs all over the country, I imagine all over the world. But in the Pacific, you know, this side of the world, it's ceremonial. We're, you know, in the Midwest and in the, you know, the East Coast, people have to wrap their boats. They have to pull them out of the water, the lakes, or they freeze up. So their opening day is significant because one of the things that they have to do on opening day is to let everybody know if the harbor is safe, to bring their boats out and to go boating and sailing. So we do that. And I always find it kind of amusing that the port captains, when they have opening days, they always say the ocean is in the lakes and the harbor is free of ice. And you can all open up the boating season, but it's ceremonial here. I really enjoy that ceremony. And in this last opening, you know, opening days start in January and go clear to April. So Los Angeles Yacht Club has never missed a did you know, Craig, Los Angeles Yacht Club, Peggy Slater, who was an amazing sailor, taught Humphrey Bogart how to sail. And if you go to Los Angeles Yacht Club, founded in 1901, there's a newspaper article about Peggy Slater, and that's the prestigious award for active women or groups that sail. It's given out every year by the SCYA. And I've had those recipients on my show. But, yeah, Peggy Slater taught Humphrey Bogart how to sail.
Well, I heard I was going to get an award from the Boating Hour with Captain Rick for saving that guy's life. So
you know what?
I don't see any trophies in here or anything. You guys are slacking.
We're going to honor you on that. There's another life saving. I have the Coast Guard Auxiliary has they've just rescued some people, and the Coast Guard has a couple of stories. I get a lot of emails asking about those kind of life saving stuff. So yeah. God, it's been so exciting. You know, next week I got Vivian coming on, and Vivian is with the Environmental Boating Program of the California State Parks and the Coastal Commission. So she's going to come on my 200th show next week. So she's going to come on, and we're going to talk all about that environmental boating program. And it's called the Dock Walker Program. And every yacht club and all the marinas and the Coast Guard Auxiliary, when we talk about boater safety, we always talk about the environment and about safe handling, not only for safety measures, but also to keep the waters and marinas environmentally clean. So that'll be my 200th show next week. So, Penny, are you still with us, Penny?
I sure am.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, it's great to have you. You know, I want to thank you as we come to the end of the show. You know, I want to thank you for being involved, and I want to invite you to an upcoming event that I'm coordinating now. I don't know when it's going to be. We're going to be honoring those people that at the yacht clubs and some of the activities that go on, especially Vivian over at the Environmental Boating Program. And this is exciting that you're one of the sponsors. You know, let's plug your company again, because you're one of the major sponsors of what I think is going to be an iconic event in the future, the Halloween Boat Parade. So what's plug your company again?
Well, I am Penny Muck, and my email is penny@pardeeproperties.com. That's P-A-R-D-E-E, properties.com. And if you have any rentals that you want to lease, you have any sales you want to sell, you want to have any person that wants to buy, I'm your girl. So
okay.
Send them on over.
Penny, that's fantastic. So this is wonderful, and I'll see you at the Halloween Boat Parade, hopefully before that. Again, coming up the whole month of May, we're going to be featuring the Torrance Armed Forces Parade. You know, Craig, I was recently corrected. I always said the Armed Service Parade. It's the Armed Forces Parade. And I finally was corrected after a couple of years of saying it wrong. So the Torrance Armed Forces Parade this year, the featured branch is a Space Force. We're going to have some VIP guests coming on about the Space Force. And, of course, the Coast Guard and the Coast Guard Auxiliary, the whole month of May. And then, of course, we're going to be talking to all kinds of different people. We got great guests coming up. We're going to definitely talk about some rescues, yours included. Well, that's all the time that we have for you today. I hope you enjoyed our show. As always, we're so very fortunate to have such wonderful and exciting guests. And I want to thank my in-studio guest, Craig. And I want to thank Penny for coming on. And next week again, next week, don't miss the 200th show with Vivian from the Environmental Boating Program of the California State Parks and the Coastal Commission. So let's not forget the Coasties, protecting our waters, America's lifesavers and guardians of the sea. Be sure to find us and subscribe to us on social media, now all over YouTube, Instagram, Rumble, and Facebook. Remember, if you do it right and follow the guidelines and safety precautions, there's no place like being out in the water in the fresh air and sunshine in beautiful, sunny Southern California. Here at the Boating Hour with Captain Rick, we cover everything that sails, motors, and floats from San Diego to Santa Barbara. Thanks for being with us today, and please be sure to join us next week and every Saturday at 4 p.m. on AM 870. And thanks to our sponsors for the show today, for a Healthy Gut Livia 1 Probiotics and Raycom Radios. If your race committee is having a regatta or your club is hosting an event, Captain Rick will come out and help your race committee and your event staff. Two-way radio equipment for you to use. That's right. Communicate without drop zones, without batteries going dead, and the inherent limitations of VHF radio. And, of course, we know all about phones that drop in the water and don't work when you're out there at sea. So with reliable coverage throughout Southern California, email the show at CaptainRick@TheBoatingHour.com. Don't forget to visit us on the web at TheBoatingHour.com. And now on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble, the whole month of May, featuring the Torrance Armed Forces Parade and Fleet Week at the Battleship Iowa, Boater Safety Week as well. Keep your emails coming. This is Captain Rick saying ahoy and fair winds to all.